with Shannon Yoko Uno out on course number 82. This is the Northern Rural Group. Ladies draft, you're watching.
When most sporting codes host a grand final, they usually pick a spot that's convenient, somewhere that's easy for competitors and spectators to get to. But not the Australian Camp Drafting Association. This year, it's picked one of the most remote locations in Northern Australia to host its national titles. G'day, I'm Harriet Tatham, up at the Birkenwills Roadhouse. It's literally a dot on the map, about 200 kilometres north of Cloncurry in northwest Queensland. It's at the intersection of four major outback roads, and besides the service station, there's nothing here. No shops, no houses, nothing. But that hasn't stopped hundreds of keen horse riders from packing up their trailers and making the long trek to get here. I've headed down to the campground that's sprung up around the camp drafting arena to meet some of the competitors prepared to travel thousands of kilometres for their sport.
My name's Jaden Hill. I'm 15, turning 16 in about 2 weeks.
And where's home for you?
At Taroom. We're 50 k's east of Taroom. I've been camp drafting since I was about 3, so, yeah, fair while.
You've travelled a really long way. The national finals are at Birkenwills, so what? That must be how many hundreds of kilometres for you?
Yeah, it's about, probably about 1,500, but we used to live 60k down the road from Birkenwills, so it's back home sort of thing. It's good to come back up and see everyone, and, yeah, it's really great.
What do you enjoy about camp drafting?
Just the atmosphere and the people who surround you and your friends and that, and just they're your friends outside and when you go to a draft and you travel together, it's just a whole heap of fun.
And how did you actually first learn to camp draft? Was it out on the station at home, or did you go to, pony club, or how did you do that?
Well, my family's camp draft all their lives, my mum and dad, so it's kind of in my blood and lived on a station, school mustering, and it's just the thing to do, just camp draft. It's, yeah.
And when you get the opportunity, do you train for this?
Yeah, all the time. I always try to keep my horses fit, and yeah, it's the best chance you got.
And is it a bit harder now you're at boarding school?
It is, yes and no, but you just got to keep your mind level, and mum and dad at home to keep my horses fit, so yeah.
This year at Birkenwills, I understand it's the most remote they've ever had the national finals. Is it pretty good to come to a place that's literally, there's nothing here? Is that part of the charm?
Yeah, it's always a bit of fun when you just go out in the middle of nowhere, yeah, it's good. 16, yeah.
And while Jaden Hill's commute from Taroom might seem like a long way, it's nothing compared to the effort made by James Moorhead and his family.
I'm 19 years old. I've been camp drafting since I was about 10. And to be at Birkenwills, we travelled about 2,500 kilometres, something like that. Yeah, quite a long way.
So where's home for you?
Glen Innes in New South Wales, about 2.5 hours south of the Queensland border.
So how many days did it take you to get here at Birkenwills, which is, 190 kilometres north of Cloncurry in northwest Queensland?
It took us 2.5 days or 2.25 days. We went to Mitchell on the first day, Mitchell, Queensland, which is just over the border. And then from Mitchell we went to Winton, and then from Winton we come up the rest of the way. So, yeah, a bit over 2 days. Mum and I come mainly because we enjoy meeting new people and seeing a bit of different country. We don't come up here very often, we don't get to see it all, so it's good to come and experience a bit of different stuff. And yeah, I guess that's the main reason. It's not all about the ribbons or what you win or whether you get a ribbon in a title at the end of the weekend, but yeah, we just enjoy coming for the experience, just to say we've been here, and we'll definitely come again next year, I think.
Is it enjoyable coming to somewhere that's so remote? Is that part of the charm in terms of actually deciding to come here?
Yeah, I guess so. It's enjoyable to come to these sort of places because we don't see much of this stuff at home. Everything's really confined into a small space, it's a lot greener a lot of the time and fairly undulating at our place as well. So we see plenty of hills and all that sort of stuff, and not very often do we see where it's flat for thousands of kilometres. So, it's very different experience. Yeah.